I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Planes, trains, automobiles. Kind of ironic when you think about how at least 30,000 people from around the world got to last month's UN's COP21 climate summit in Paris. That's a lot of carbon emissions for a meeting supposedly about cutting our carbon footprint. Actually, the UN set up a website for attendees to offset the impact of their travel. So how'd that work out? We're going to get the answer from two people who were there, our own environment team, editor Peter Thompson and producer Carolyn Beeler.
So Carolyn and I both flew to Paris from the east coast of the U.S., and our flights produced roughly a ton and a half of carbon dioxide between us. We knew we wanted to offset that, and UN conference organizers figured a lot of other people at the COP21 summit would want to, too.
Because it would be ironic if you organize a COP and the only thing you achieve is increasing the global footprint.
That's the UN's Nicholas Svenningsen.
So we are trying to encourage everybody to do three things: to measure, reduce, and offset what they cannot reduce.
Carbon offsets are basically a way to make up for your greenhouse pollution by either removing or preventing the same amount elsewhere. So you pay to have some trees planted or to help support a green energy project or something. That's what the UN's new effort is meant to help people do.
And that is a campaign we call Climate Neutral Now.
The Climate Neutral Now campaign has a website, and they had a booth at the conference site. But when I found it, the process of actually buying the offsets ended up being way more complicated than I had time for. So I took a pass for the moment. And when Carolyn went out later to ask around, she found that I wasn't alone.
Can you tell me, did you buy the official UN Paris Summit offsets for your travel here?
I'm afraid I did not.
I did not?
No.
No, I didn't really know much about it.
I have, via the UN's Carbon Neutral Initiative.
Okay, Carolyn here. As you can tell from my unscientific survey, it seems not many people were using the UN's new system. And we found that's actually pretty typical of the bigger picture. In 2014, way less than 1% of global carbon emissions were mitigated with voluntary offsets.
As for why, it's safe to say most people don't know about offsets. Others who do know might not want to pay what's basically a voluntary tax. And even for people who do want to pay, there's not a lot of confidence in the system, as Carolyn learned from this guy.
Part of the problem, in the past at least, has been it's very hard to know which carbon offsets really represent real reductions or not.
That's Dan Bodansky. He flew to Paris from Arizona, where he teaches international environmental law at Arizona State University. Someone like him should be able to figure this stuff out, but it's complex, even for him.
I have tried to do some research to try to figure out which ones make sense to buy, but it's actually been difficult to get good information on that.
So it's sort of like it's a lot of work to figure out if your money's actually doing anything?
Exactly.
The problem is that there are a zillion different offset programs, and it's hard to know whether an offset is really doing what's promised. And if it is, whether what you're paying for is really a new reduction, or if the company is getting paid more than once for the same thing.
If you think about it, if you can't tell the difference between a good offset and a bad offset, you're almost encouraging people to figure out how to sell bad offsets into the market.
That's Mark Trexler, who's with the consulting group The Climatographers. Trexler helped develop the very first carbon offset program in the 80s, but he's not such a fan anymore. He says the low prices of many of today's offsets, maybe a couple of bucks per ton of CO2, are troubling.
For $1 or $2 to make much of a difference in a project is pretty unlikely. So the fact that the offset market is at this sort of $1, $2, $3 level really has to raise a lot of suspicions about whether you're making something new happen with that money.
Now, the UN says its offsets are thoroughly vetted, so they can be trusted. Still, the people I spoke to at the conference turned out to be a pretty representative sample. The UN's final numbers show that way fewer than 10% of people who went to the conference bought offsets on the website.
But that doesn't include people like us, who were a little late to the game. I finally paid for ours just this week. But even back here at my desk, it was a frustrating process. I had to choose a specific project out of almost 30, and when I did, it turned out that the project's PayPal account wasn't set up, so my purchase got canceled. Eventually, I just chose the first one on the list, one in Chile that turns greenhouse gas emissions from pig farms into biogas. In the end, offsetting the CO2 from our flights to Paris cost $4.80, a lot of time and effort for very little money, which did make me wonder about their effectiveness despite the UN's assurances, and maybe tells us part of the reason that so few people at the conference seem to have used the system.
To be fair, I think a lot of people did make their travel more sustainable. They just did it in different ways. Some people I talked to took the train to Paris instead of flying. Others, like Costa Rican Felipe de Leon, bought offsets from programs they'd worked with before, and so they really trusted.
I have absolutely no doubt where my money went, and I like that.
But perfect or not, De Leon likes the idea of offsets in general because they get people thinking about climate change as a result of their day-to-day activities.
You wouldn't even consider chucking a bag of chips outside your window anymore in your car, and maybe your parents or their parents probably did it a million times. I think that sort of attitude has to become ingrained for climate change as well.
All of which raises a much bigger question, whether countries should put some kind of price or tax on all carbon emissions to basically make all of us take responsibility for our climate pollution. But that idea is still super controversial in most places, so for now, it's mostly off the table. For the time being, though, if you're thinking of offsetting some of your carbon footprint, you can check out the UN's new website at climateneutralnow.org. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.
And I'm Carolyn Beeler.